Many Iraqis in violence-plagued Baghdad are expressing support of the interim government's decision to implement restrictive security measures ahead of nationwide elections on January 30th. Insurgents opposed to the polls are pressing on with attacks on Iraqi security forces, which are supposed to provide security for voters on Election Day. To prevent suicide car bombings and other attacks on January 30th, Iraq's interim government announced on Saturday that it is preparing a range of measures, including a 3-day nationwide ban on car travel and wide cordons around thousands of polling places. Many would-be voters on the streets of Baghdad Monday expressed approval of the measures, even though some people may now have to walk long distances on Election Day and wait in long lines to be body searched before being allowed inside to vote. 27-year-old college student Hassan Ali says with insurgent attacks escalating daily in the capital and elsewhere in the country, he believes the government has no choice but to implement harsh measures.
I think that's a good thing to do because the place is not fully secured and a lot of people want the elections to fail so they could make their point.
In the past 4 months, Sunni Muslim extremists and al-Qaeda-related terrorists have killed at least 7 election workers, several candidates, and nearly 1,500 Iraqi policemen and soldiers. Despite the violence and repeated warnings from insurgents to boycott the elections, a recent independent survey of nearly 2,200 people across Iraq found that nearly a third of the country's population intend to vote in this month's balloting to create a new transitional National Assembly. Shiite Muslims, who make up 60% of the population but suffered under decades of Sunni Muslim rule, stand to gain the most from these elections and have been vocal supporters of the balloting process. 37-year-old Shiite Muslim Muhammad Qadim says not being able to drive on Election Day will not keep him from exercising his right to have a say in his country's future.
I'll walk. That's not a big problem for me because it's something good for me. I'm doing the best thing for the country. I want to vote. I want to make a government.
But senior Iraqi and U.S. officials increasingly acknowledge that even with stepped-up security, elections may not be possible in certain Sunni areas of the country where the insurgency is taking a huge daily toll on civilians and Iraqi security forces. The latest attack occurred Monday in the oil-refining town of Beji in the Sunni heartland north of Baghdad. Insurgents detonated a car bomb at a police station, killing nearly a dozen people and wounding another 20. A short time later, gunmen killed 8 Iraqi soldiers at a military checkpoint near another insurgent stronghold of Bakuba, northeast of the capital. About 130,000 Iraqi forces are to take the lead in protecting some 5,500 polling stations in Iraq on January 30th. But to reassure nervous voters, the U.S. military says 150,000 of its troops will be close by to back them up. Alicia Ruvieui News, Baghdad.